Well now, our text this morning is a very familiar one. I wonder who's going to get it for me. Proverbs 3:5. It's a wee one, and it's easy to find. It's often quoted. And we're just going to look at one part of it. Proverbs 3:5. Any clever boy or girl got it for me? Are you sleeping? Having a wee rest? What about these people up in the balcony? Are they going to show some activity this morning? A hand goeth up right away at the back. Go on. Let's hear it. Good. We heard the voice afar off this morning, didn't we? Well now, all during this week I've been back at school. I sometimes go back to school. And in the school I was speaking at, I was taking up different parts of the body. Talking about brains and eyes and ears and lungs. And of course, I was talking about this part of the body, the heart. That's what was in our text, wasn't it? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now, you and I know very well, because we're clever, that this isn't exactly the shape of our hearts. And of course, unless you've a specially big one, it's not the size of your heart either. You'd really be a big-hearted person if your heart was as large as that. But it's roughly that shape anyway, and that's the way it's always been drawn and always been portrayed. So I decided to do the same kind of thing this morning for you. And once again, I have a few statistics written out so that you may remember them. You know, people think of the heart very often. Over here, they'll describe it as an old pump. I've heard people talking like that. Your heart's just an old pump. We'd never say that in Scotland, of course. We'd call it an old pump. But anyway, you see, it's just something that pumps the blood round you. It's not all that important, you know. But I was reading up about the heart just a little bit so that I would know a little more about it. And you know, it's really a very wonderful piece of machinery or equipment. There it is sitting somewhere in our breasts and beating away. And if you look at the top statistic, you'll see, if your heart's beating at the right rate, of course, it's beating 100,000 times a day. Imagine that. Imagine asking a machine to beat 100,000 times every day. And it not only beats, of course, during the day, you'll know that it beats during the night as well. And you don't need to waken up to find out if your heart's beating or not and say, oh, I wonder if my heart's beating. It's beating. You can go back to sleep and it beats away. And if you're healthy and you've got a healthy heart, it beats away steadily. All right. And then there's another statistic on your left. And it says it pumps 600 tons of blood per year. That's a lot. Imagine this little heart of yours inside your breast, pushing about all through your body, 600 tons of blood. And that works out, of course, at 2 pints per minute. I've really been doing my homework on this. And you couldn't do without it. There is your heart beating away steadily and regularly and sending blood through your body. And so much you need that blood, which carries life to every part of your body. And I'm also told that even if your heart starts to race, I mean, if a wee girl sees a wee boy she's really, you know, very enamored of and her heart starts to go boom, 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 or vice versa, don't worry about that because it slows down again. It doesn't race all the time, you know. Even if you're very excited, even if you're frightened or running hard and your heart is thundering away, just wait and give it time and the heart has the power to readjust and resume its normal beat. Isn't that marvelous? There's no human being could invent a machine like this. Whether it's made of steel or some other material, there's no machine can do this. Just the other week, you perhaps noticed in the paper, the birthday of a French lady. She died when she was, do you remember that birthday? 120. No, she didn't die. She was celebrating her birthday. She wasn't dead yet. Oh dear, she hasn't died yet. She's lived till she was 120. We don't know when she's going to die. I don't think she'll live another 120 years, however. Now, I was working out that, of course, she could have spoken to people who knew Napoleon, by the way, because she was born in 1875. Isn't that amazing? But I did a wee sum, and I discovered that her heart until her birthday, at 120, had been beating 4,300,000,000 times. That's a lot. Now, don't go checking that up because I might be wrong. I might be a million out or something. 4,300,000,000 times. And it has shifted 72,000 tons of blood. Isn't that amazing? So God has given us a wonderful piece of equipment, our heart. But then when the Bible talks about our heart, of course, it's not just talking about that organ in our body. It's talking about us. It's talking about the real you and the real me. The real person that only God knows and that you know. And you know, this real me and real you is so important. The Bible talks about the heart almost 900 times. Time and time again it talks about people's hearts. Says different things about them. But look at our verse this morning and you'll notice in verse 5 it talks about all our heart, doesn't it? Trust in the Lord with all our heart. You see, that's the way God likes us to do things, with all our heart. Put everything into it. Do our very best for God. You see, the problem with people's hearts, as far as Christianity is concerned, is not the fact that they don't pump blood or anything like that, but I'll show you the problem with it. A lot of people are like that. They only use half their heart. And they come to church half-heartedly. Although you were singing well this morning, they sing half-heartedly. And they serve God half-heartedly. Isn't that sad? Only doing things with half your heart. But the Bible says, do it with all your heart. Everything you have, give to God and serve him with all your might. And first of all, give him your heart. And then you can serve him with all your heart. Hope you're not baffled with all these statistics. But remember, God has not only given you a wonderful organ. He's given you a desire by his Spirit to serve him. So serve him with all your heart.